If you drive through the Kingston area, you may have noticed some little T-shaped yellow markers appearing on the grass embankments along Summerlees Road. Now, they're a little reminder from a local artist that an animal died here under the wheels of a car. Ruth Waterhouse is a sculptor and a jeweller who loves our wildlife. You may have seen her bronze devils at the airport. With this particular little piece of art, she's been asking drivers to slow down. Good morning, Ruth. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
When did you discover this was a problem worth addressing with art?
Well, I don't know if I really call it art, but I'm passionate about wildlife. I always have been. And I live very close to that road. And I would travel along that road and see dead animals regularly and pull them off. And I'm also a wildlife, registered wildlife carer. So I dealt with the outcomes of those as well, pulling out joeys or, you know, having to take them to the vet to be euthanized. Anyway, it was just really getting to me, and it was death after death after death. And I thought, this is ridiculous. And it was on such a small patch of road. And there were reasons, there were fences, there were whatever. But the major reason is people driving too fast. Anyway, I started pulling the bodies off, and a friend visited and she said, "Oh, your road looks pretty good, Ruth. There aren't so many bodies." And I went, "Oh my God, but I'm taking them off. So I'm taking away the reminders." And I thought, no, this is not right. So I designed some signs and got them printed, or the printing was actually donated. And I also thought about, you know, their deaths and how we mark human deaths like a grave. And I thought, okay, so I went to the local hardware store and I bought some materials and I made 20 actually little crosses and I started putting them out and I thought, oh my God, I haven't made enough. So I went back.
Wow, 20 wasn't enough.
20 wasn't enough. And I went back and by the end of it, I had made over 40 to actually cover. And it's a very short, I don't know, I haven't measured it, but it'd have to be, well, it's certainly less than a kilometre, maybe 500 metres. And anyway, so I started putting them where the bodies were. Some of them were very fresh. Some of them were really quite decomposed. And it was a yucky job. They were smelly. It was, and I feel sorry for the kids that walk home along that road as well. But anyway, it was a bit sad because they just disappeared. And I went, oh my golly, what's happening here? And except the signs, the big signs I'd made remained. And it took me a while, but I thought, oh my God, I'm offending someone there. It's a cross. Oh no, I don't want to offend anyone. So I remade, I don't know what happened to the original ones, but I remade these crosses. And by this time, the community had stopped and waved at me and yelled out of the car and said, hey, you're doing a great job, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so they helped. A lot of them helped put the crosses back. And we also put flowers, which is another thing you do on a grave.
Mm.
And it was so poignant. And I started a little Facebook group, which everybody who knows me goes, Ruth, you did that? Like, it's not my kind of thing, you know. But I needed to get people, you know, I needed to talk to people. Anyway, so the long and the short of it is that it made a difference.
So did people actually slow down?
They did. The last death on that road was a beautiful ringtail possum. And it was very visible because she was lying up on the bank there. And that was the last death. And this is we're talking weeks and weeks, which is very unusual for that piece of road.
So how often were you finding an animal there?
Oh, I'd pick up one and there might be a gap of a day, then there'd be three, then another gap. It was just, it was carnage. It really was. Oh, and it had been for quite some time. So yeah, and it's an interesting thing. I understand that the way we perceive our world is that we can only take in so much.
Yeah.
Right. And it's about, you know, it's more important things like dangerous things or survival or whatever. So there are certain images and signs and things in our lives that we just get used to. We don't, you know, our brain can't take it all in. So we don't take any notice anymore.
Yep.
And what I think these signs did was do that. Just go, hey, this is what's happened. And it really had an effect. And I'm very, very pleased.
An old colleague of mine in the advertising game said that the way he described it is that people's minds are armoured. We have so many intrusive messages being imposed upon us from outside. The average person passed passes, you know, like 1,000 advertising messages a day, and we have armoured ourselves against that in order to not be overwhelmed. And that's true of the whole world. The whole world is behind a bubble, a mental bubble that we've made for ourselves. Yep. And you've managed to make something sharp enough to puncture the bubble.
To pierce through that, yes. And it was so lovely too, because people further up the road who, you know, don't live in that area said that it had a flow-on effect. And, gee, that's pretty good too, you know.
Also, in local areas, there was less fast driving as well.
There were roads that lead off that particular road that people would travel every day to work and so on. And people let me know that, you know, hey, our road is better, you know, and... You know
what normally happens to animal bodies besides the road? Is there someone whose job it is to clean them up?
If you complain, or not complain, sorry, if you let the council
if
know.
If you report it.
Report it, yes. I believe they come and collect them. And they have done that on that road, because at one stage there was a pile of three. I mean, three right on top of each other. but otherwise they rot. They just decompose. This is I actually, one time I was walking along there, and I had a good friend, a wildlife rescuer who works with Bonorong, come with me to keep me honest. You know, like I wasn't inventing any deaths there. They were all genuine. and the wallabies, there are lots of wallabies, but the possums, ringtails, brushtails, betong, potoroo, you know, just too much.
You're listening to ABC Radio Hobart. I'm Joel Reinberger. Artist Ruth Waterhouse is with me. She's put up these little T-shaped symbols to represent an animal's death along Summerlees Road. Got a text here from Stephen saying, good morning. It doesn't matter how slow you drive, if a wallaby jumps out only 5 metres in front of you, you're going to hit it, unfortunately. Stephen, I think I'll beg to differ on that. I think if you're doing 40, it's a very different case, and your ability to brake is very, very different than if you're doing 80. I think it does matter. Like, you know, speed limits do matter and do make a difference.
They certainly do.
So you don't know what happened to the ones that got removed. They just disappeared.
They just disappeared. And eventually the council removed them as well. And I kind of predicted that. But they were there long enough to make a difference. And I've spoken to the council, and we agree to disagree on a few things.
they agree that you could disagree, but they would still take your stuff away.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. And it was interesting because I explained that it had made a difference and, you know, whatever. And they said, oh, but you didn't go through the channels. And I said, would you have actually allowed me to do this? Oh, no. So I don't know. Yeah. I was very disappointed, but I actually think, well, something good could come from this. And maybe if the council was a bit more progressive, they could learn a bit or not learn a bit. That sounds like I'm being patronising, but there are other ways of doing things, and yeah.
What flowers were you putting out with them?
Okay, well, I didn't want to attract anyone to eat these flowers to this deadly patch.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a friend who has a garden, and it is full of wildlife, especially at night, patermelons. They're just like en masse. And I picked everything that wasn't eaten because I knew that they didn't need it. Well, nothing else was going to.
Right.
So daffodils and hellebores and just a few other things that were pretty pungently un-